You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, yo, it's your main man, J-Red, a.k.a. Dude with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh, a.k.a. the Fresh One.
Yo, man, ain't got no Hennessy, bro. We got a little bougie one in here today. She don't drink Paul, she don't drink E&J.
Y'all got like,
this
a
menu. Yeah, bro, if your bottle don't cost $35 or more, she ain't drinking it.
She lied. Yeah, we don't even introduce people this early. You tripping.
Real shit, bro. Y'all niggas do me a favor. Chill out and listen.
And remember, it ain't about what you heard. It's about what you listen to.
Alright. Watch out now.
You whack motherfucker. Watch out now. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What you on, bro?
Yo, welcome to another episode of the Kickback Podcast. Already the world's greatest host, Josh Boshua Jackson Jr., the motherfucking third. He rolling up that getting ass. Let your boy hit
already.
Let your boy hit it.
You know how I do it, bro. Like, what you on, bro?
Man, I'm not on nothing, man. Call my son, because I'm not bougie.
You get on here talking about folk. Go on, introduce him, man. Like,
special guest in the building. Got Porsche. Is it Cooper? That ain't Cooper. Porsche Cooper.
What's poppin'? Better known as P Times 3.
Oh, okay. This is funny because everybody's like, yo, Porsche. You like, who? Like, yo, Porsche. Like, you know, Porsche.
They Cooper. Call her P3.
Nigga, P3? Like, I guess.
I think right.
Yeah. Why they call you P3, bro?
That's just something we came up with like years ago when
who came up with that?
You said we.
Like,
me and one of my friends, one of my old Facebook pages before it got hacked. It was Porsche. There was too much to say when people would see me out in public, so it was like just say P3 or Porsche times 3. Yeah.
You wanted people,
but it was Marsha.
You wanted people to call you Porsche 3 times. Like, that's what you were going for?
No.
Like, I mean,
Porsche.
Okay, I see P3. That's what's up, though. That's why I know her as, like.
Yeah, I mean, this way, I guess everybody know her as, like, yo, P3 in the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, building.
We was having an interesting-ass conversation, though, while we were tripping out.
Yeah.
Like, Red was like.
Pre-production is always the funniest shit ever.
Red was like, he don't like bitches with big draws. And, like, I was just picturing in my head, like. Just imagine like one getting tangled in the thing. You gotta pull that bitch out of there.
If you didn't know, every now and again, I ask before we start the show. I just ask niggas like, hey, "What you finna talk about?" And they'll say some funny shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the most hilarious shit ever thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just make them shit. I'm talking about bitches with big draws. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not what we're gonna talk about, but it gotta get you ready for the show. You know what I'm saying? So if I ask you like, "Yo, Porsche, what you finna talk about?" You know what I'm saying? You'll be like, "Shit, niggas with." Bare hairlines.
Like, oh, what's on your mind, though? What's on your mind?
Who, me?
Nah, P3. Oh, yeah. That shit around.
My mind is on this Duke game. I want Duke to lose. Since Kentucky is out, I want Duke to lose.
I mean, Duke is, they not going to lose. But I mean,
they might lose.
Duke?
Yeah.
Who they playing against?
Oregon.
See, Oregon kind of slow on the basketball side.
They're the number one seed.
I thought Duke was number one seed.
Hell no.
I think they like number four.
Really?
I think.
You did a break?
I think. No. If I did, it probably would have been screwed up by now.
Man, my brain always screwed up. Like, my shit always wrong.
did you put any thought into this shit?
Like, hey, bro, Kentucky versus Villanova.
You just throw that bitch up. What?
Now, real shit, P3, or what we call you, P3, you gonna do for the whole show?
That's cool.
P3, how you feeling out there, man?
I feel good. Y'all got me on this Paul Mason. Not too bougie to drink that, even though I usually go for Hennessy or Ciroc, okay. But I'll drink that.
Let me hold something. Look, I'm a neighborhood nigga. Like, me and Josh, neighborhood niggas. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I ain't from this neighborhood.
I mean, not this neighborhood, but...
Yeah.
Look,
we buy
Reggie.
Niggas be flexing on the blunt. Like, nigga, it's to the point now, nigga don't even be asking no more. Like, you can smell the difference. Like, that nigga on that
bullshit. Like, yeah. Nah, we know what the difference between Reggie and Loud is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When I be smelling like Reggie, my mom be mad. Like, when I be smelling like that gas, she be like, you're gone, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I come in smell like Reggie,
if you like, go smoke weed,
yeah, like she could be talking, yeah. Been smoking and shit, man. I come in smell like gas. Yeah,
you gonna
like,
smoke weed, motherfucker? Smoke some good shit.
She be like, you been up and down? What you been doing? Like she just start asking me stupid ass questions.
Nah, that shit real. So P3, you be on the you be cheating?
At times, not that much.
I mean, give me an example, like. Throughout the week, or like, how many times a week do you smoke marijuana? I don't smoke at all, but I will smoke tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's really not a weekly thing for me.
Okay.
Maybe once or twice a month. Yeah. Maybe.
Chill out.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean,
I feel bad.
For what?
I smoke every day.
Oh, yeah, man. But you got niggas that smoke every day, but that's still like, that's good too. Like, I mean, it's not like good, but you know what I'm saying? It's like fucking, you just smoke fucking weed. Weed ain't bad at all. Like, you can smoke weed.
No, God put that here for us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can smoke weed doing a lot of shit.
Classic line. You know what I can't wait to see? I can't wait to see Meet the Blacks. You want Mike Epps?
Yeah, I mean, I can wait to see it, but I know you're talking about that shit cool.
I mean, I just like, when I think of the movies, I be thinking of like this superhero shit, like Batman versus Superman. Like, even though they say that shit bad, and then I be thinking about scary movies, yeah, then I be thinking about, like, comedies. Yeah. And I just want to go see something funny. Like, yeah. Then Mike Epps, like, yeah. First movie. Like,
then Lil Duval in there?
Yeah, like, Lil Duval, like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, did you see the,
Yeah, I saw the previews about a few days ago. So I think that's something I want to check out.
So that nigga, yeah. What he saying about Mike Tyson there? I ain't never seen a monkey with a perm, like, or some shit, like, that shit was crazy.
Hey, now that, he be snapping on that bitch. Nah, man, Lil Duval killed me, man.
Nah, he said a pit bull with a perm. He said, I ain't never seen a pit bull with a perm.
And before we start, bro, we got this motherfucking live show that I know y'all niggas need to come to.
Hell yeah.
Because me and Josh gonna have this shit down, pitting that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, real shit, it's to the point where, like, me and Josh, like, we not gonna know what... I don't want to give the show away, but we going to know what each other thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, we should be rambling. You know what I'm saying? But when the show comes, it's going to be good. Y'all going to enjoy that shit. We're going to have, we're going to sell T-shirts or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
something to eat.
Like, what kind of food should we have?
You know niggas don't show up for nothing. It ain't something free. Like.
See, pizza's too basic. We need some, like, man, ribs. Like,
Black people love wings, though. So y'all should do some hot wings. Black people love wings.
It's chicken. You sound like this is a new discussion. Like, okay. Niggas love breads. Like,
we had some wings that they been with some motherfucking lemonade. And shit. Like, they gonna flock to that shit.
Lemon pepper wings and lemonade.
I hate lemon pepper wings. I hate lemon pepper wings.
You lame.
Nah, I mean...
You always get wet-ass wings. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get... My shit's here.
You probably get such at least one dry rub or something.
My
like,
shit teriyaki's you.
Teriyaki?
Yeah, bro.
No, I'm sorry. I hold it, bitch.
But nah, man, niggas love wings. But it's last
show,
bro.
Oh, shit, I shouldn't do this. I'm so sorry.
Doing what? What?
I started asking on here.
Man, you can ask. Man, look, I hate that project. Like, this shit was hard as hell. That's not nothing I designed either, bro. This some I designed it, but yeah. I designed it hard.
This
as
shit
hell.
Dope. It can be like a little smoking table tray.
Yeah, this shit hard as hell design. But everything else, you don't ask for anything else. But that shit was like Dreamweaver, like you got the website shit. But let me hit it. We finna smoke some weed today.
Just pass this bitch around. This the damn community. Shit, fuck it, man.
Finna smoke some weed today, goddamn.
But yeah, though. So, yeah, Portia, I'm going to need you to tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like,
where you from?
Smoke weed every now and then, which means, okay, whatever. Everybody know what that means. But anyway, like, do you have any hobbies? Like, when it's a pretty day outside, like, what's the first thing you be like, this is what I want to do? Like, do you walk the dog? Like, we just want to know. about you? You know what I'm saying? You over there chilling. The Paul Mason.
The dog with you, you day off.
The Paul Mason got a chill.
Let's see. As of late now, if it's a nice day out, the weather's nice, I'm going to go do some yoga outside. I take my mat and I go outside.
Yeah.
And I do yoga.
Like in the backyard?
In the backyard, in the front yard. I want people to see me doing yoga. Maybe.
What's baby? Like, can you, like, do like,
can I do, like, handstands and...
Yeah, I
can't demonstrate right now, but
obviously,
I want to do it right now. I'm like, hey, this, you know, stop it. But nah, I think I first got hip to you. It was like my guy Anthony Howlett. I think when y'all, I don't know when y'all started hanging out, but I know me and Anthony go way back. Like, we go back, like, middle school.
Like, Four Flats on Kelly.
Yeah, like, Four Flats. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I see him, like, what up, nigga? You know what I'm saying? He on there, you know what I'm saying? He on there, just be like, you know how you know somebody for a long time? Y'all just don't, like, talk about everything y'all been through because you like, nigga, hey. You know, yeah. Like, know you for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a nigga that went to all grades. Yeah, with your
I think that's when I first got hip to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I mean, how is that relationship between you and Anthony? Y'all just kicking
in
and shit?
Ann is like one of my best friends. Yeah. Shout out to Aunt Lee Howe. Yeah. Ann is currently in the Bahamas. So he'll probably hear this when he get back. But yeah, me and Aunt probably been friends for about 10 years now.
Hold on, you said when he get back. We worldwide.
He ain't got no service.
We're international.
The nigga ain't got no service out there. So he'll hear when he get back.
It's probably somebody over there right now.
The Bahamas dope. Like, when I think of vacation, that's like what I think about. I think of like a body of water as far as I can see.
Yeah.
And like nice weather. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I had it, that feel like a vacation.
But see, let me tell you this. I went to Aruba, right? And it was back in July. And then I was cool to have a great time. I was with my family. But the only thing I wish I was like, man, I wish my niggas were here. You know what I'm saying? Man, Josh, we're here.
We'll be turned up in the room.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? But we with your family, it's just like.
Y'all finna go eat again.
Yeah, like, everything be right. Like, you ain't got to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you can't never, when you're older, you can't never really have fun.
This motherfucker $600 purse my sister got from motherfucking coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, whole strip. Motherfucker just, I want a purse. You know what I'm saying? Like. And she was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, $600
purse.
That's the good thing about going with your family.
That's hair. That's weed prices. Yeah.
We already out of town.
Like, she could have had a whole set. Like,
could have had some bundles and a closure.
Weed expensive.
It depends on what kind you get.
I mean, okay.
Is mine expensive? Yes.
let's say a Saturday at free lunch. Like, shit, is that expensive? Like,
no.
So, like, what makes it, like, expensive?
Could that be less? Ain't this the whole point?
What makes it expensive is whether if it's virgin hair or pack hair.
Pack hair?
Pack hair. Hair that comes in a pack.
Oh, and what's virgin hair?
Virgin hair is currently what I have in.
Just be flowing.
Flowing. It's bundles. Okay. So... Yeah.
I feel.
So you got money out there.
Nah, I ain't say that. Yeah. Somebody bought this for me.
Okay. And how long virgin hair lasts?
Typically, the estimated time is 6 to 12 months. However, it depends on how you care for it.
Like, you can't go swimming in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you can go swimming.
You just blow dry it out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
I've been swimming with mine.
Yeah.
Look at her. She got the waterproof shit.
That shit cold.
Yeah, like, I can swim, man.
Keep like, going, bitch. This is like the ultimate talking shit rule. Like, I can swim, man. If you ever get into it with somebody, like, just draw their card. Like,
y'all shit ain't durable. Like.
Your shit ain't durable. Like, shit, like, I see you over there. Hey, nah, I've been catching some funny shit on World Star, bro. Like, when chicks be fighting, like, well, even like high
school. He love that shit, man. Every time I catch him, he be watching videos of niggas getting beat up. I was like, why are you watching this shit? Like man, chip, watch this nigga lead. Like, look at his neck snap, man. Like, bro.
I promise, bro. It don't even be that bad, bro. It just be like, it be funny because these niggas be in high school. Like, all right, we was in high school. If we had Vine or Snapchat, man, we would be so lit in it. But we had YouTube.
That shit went down when we was in school. That shit went down. That's the crazy thing. I'm just saying, like, the shit that's happening now.
Yeah. We got the same shit in high school.
It was low key. Like, if it was a video, it'd be like on a damn Nokia brick. It'd be like on some cheap ass. Like, man, I got a video. Man, everybody trying to see that shit. Like, man, you know. Like, shit's so crazy how, like, time changed. Like, I was talking to some old niggas at work. And like I hate talking to old niggas and when they get in their mode like back in my day. Like, I hate this shit. Like
back in my day mode.
Yeah, like he was like, man, back in my day we used to have to read a whole book to find an answer.
These kids these days, they just got Google. Like,
that was Google.
Straight to Google.
I read a whole book and I just found South Africa.
Nah, nigga, that's what Google for. Like,
where is it, the Dominican Republic of Congo?
Yeah,
like, Central Africa.
Like shit. Crazy. I was like, yeah. He was like, y'all got it made, man. I was like, yeah, this the information made. He's like, nigga, you can don't do that. No, I would suggest you spend a day reading that bitch.
Bro, I know y'all niggas don't fuck with Twitter. I know. Look here, Josh don't fuck with Twitter.
I fuck with Twitter.
Josh on Snapchat and some old shit. What are you on besides Twitter? Oh, I mean, do you even fuck with Twitter, heavy?
I used to. I hadn't been on Twitter in about 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Twitter is my shit. Like,
I've gotten back on Facebook, Instagram, of course. But I don't have booking in my bio on Instagram. However, you guys can follow me. Yeah. But I like Snapchat. Yeah, Snapchat be popping.
I don't got a Snapchat. But
I think you should get on Snapchat.
It's too much for
you. No, it's not.
Bro, I be like, okay.
It's 10 seconds. Then you ain't got to watch that bitch.
You ain't got to watch it. And the genius thing about Snapchat, it deletes within 24 hours the DMs. I think that's the best thing on there. After you read the DM, it automatically deletes. And there's no screenshot.
Like, you can't screenshot.
You can't screenshot.
What's that phone do
how you feel.
Yeah, you.
But you can't
do it from that phone.
You can't do it from that particular device. Now, you can be slick like me and have your iPad and then record it from the phone. I really can't be giving out my secrets, but.
No,
we need secrets.
This is 2016 shit.
So you got your iPad. And your iPad access.
So if I want to show somebody something, if I'm recording it from my phone, I just tape it from the iPad and go from there. But you can't screenshot it because it'll show them, be like, hey, Porsche times 3 just screenshot this.
And what's wrong with that? You want to screenshot?
You don't want to get caught?
First of all, if she half naked, be like, damn, screenshot. Like, she know why you screenshot.
Nah, put it out. Oh. I ain't got nothing to put it
out. Nah, I'm saying, you know why, you know, like, come on, motherfucker, you know I screenshot this. You know what I'm saying? But she like, some ignorant shit. You probably won't even want to motherfucking watch the shit.
But nah. I watch somebody send me some shit like that.
What?
I'ma save it. Listen. I want the relationship that I'm having with this person to be like, to trust me to know that I ain't gonna reveal this. I just wanna have this for me. Like, this is my pleasure. Like, I wanna see this. Like,
every time you screenshot of something, it wasn't for you. It's for like the nigga you finna send it to. You know what I'm saying? It's been a hell of screenshots, but I just be like, man, I'm finna screenshot this shit.
Yeah, and I'm gonna roast as fuck.
I seen it already. I know what to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm finna send it to Kenneth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna trip the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I screenshot shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't screenshot this
shit. Yeah, but niggas be exposing bitches. What they say on this song? That bit on by the bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I been exposed to bitches in Bebo.
Like, yeah.
You was on that shit?
On what?
Bebo.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. think the only on thing. Planet. No, only thing I did was MySpace. Okay. MySpace. Like, that's MySpace. It.
You were sophisticated back then.
You had the graphics in the background?
I did.
Nah, I won't fuck with the graphics. I'm a normal ass nigga.
Yeah, that shit was too much. I didn't fuck that shit.
But yeah, with your bro, I only think I did my space.
I think I did for like a month. Then Facebook, like Facebook wins. Yeah.
Nah, Facebook is too fuck old. Yeah. Shout out to Facebook.
What's that nigga name? Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah,
he rich as shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rich as motherfucker.
Damn. Hey,
but I recently watched Jessica Simeon's To Be Honest,
mm-hmm.
And I want to say like, I mean it was good. I don't know if you ever seen it. It's Jessica Simeon. She do like you seen Guy Code Girl Code before? Like she do some shit like that. She asked him.
Yeah, that pretty much runs. Yeah.
I watched bits and pieces of it.
Probably hadn't watched
the whole thing of Jessica Simmons, to be honest.
Okay, well, she put the whole episode out. I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a few minor, you know what I'm saying, little tweaks and something, you know what I'm saying? But I think this is a good concept. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, back when we just left this, when we go to this
networking
little thing where niggas supposed to be there, when nobody there. So we
it was people there. Shout out to the people that were there.
It was nobody for us to like network with.
I was talking to everybody.
We knew them already.
I ain't know all them.
I can call them like.
You know, I ain't know all of them. I ain't know KT got beats.
Yeah. I ain't know him either. But he was there first.
And the other nigga, man, forget all that, man.
I'm saying the point was like about Justice Show.
Uh-huh.
Like it was about like networking and shit, man. Mm-hmm. Like. People in Jackson don't really do like the whole like take this podcast for instance. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas don't take the shit his whole entirety. They just see it. They'll press play maybe once. You know what I'm saying? And after that, it's like,
is something burning?
Nah, well, it's a candle.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a candle.
Oh,
it's all good though. We straight.
We're here from the damn. Burn it down. Crazy shit going on.
Yeah.
And I really want to get y'all opinion on it. I got some shit to say about it, too.
Yeah.
And it's involving. I can't even. I'm country as fuck. I can't even say V's. It's involving the same nigga that's been in the news every other week.
Yeah.
Former funny nigga. Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying? Your man got caught on film, bro, fighting
again,
with the same move, with the same uppercut, yeah. Like jab, like man, you got,
we got one
move. Yeah, yeah, like everybody seen that move, like again, but this time it was tripped out though, cause he was fighting a youngster, like he was fighting a fucking seventh grader, like what the fuck, bro, like
a seventh grader that's 15.
He was 15.
He's 15.
Okay,
seventh grade, 15.
Okay, okay.
He's a ninth grader.
Supposed to be a ninth grader.
What they in like the Sudan or something? I don't know what the fuck they were like.
Hey, but this was in Florida. Oh. Hey, dude, was like, you see, can we fuck up? Like, what he doing with y'all? Like, no fucking clue. Like, these niggas in Gainesville, Florida, like.
Like, what's your boy say? He probably had a bitch out there.
Who you talking about?
Cat Williams. He probably had a bitch. That's why he was out there. He probably had a bitch.
He's supposed to be dang one of those love and hip hop chicks. Yeah. Supposedly. Because the last fight he got into, that was at that club on stage, she released a statement saying that, you know, he's not on any drugs or anything. Well, except marijuana. But you know, marijuana does not make you act like that.
He on spice. He on synthetic marijuana.
Hey, this nigga on some mad weird shit. This is definitely a drug. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think it's a drug. I just think it's just people just freaking out. Like, it ain't. Like, I don't know. Like,
what you doing in the park?
Yeah, like, can't we? How? You 42. Yeah, like, you know what?
You old as
you ain't money Mike, though. You fucking up your Friday comeback. Like, yeah, we want you in the next Friday movie, nigga. Just calm down. Like, you know, just.
Like, niggas just, like, ask this nigga, like, all right, bro, first of all, bro, what's
that shit is hilarious.
What's he doing out there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that shit was hilarious. If I seen Cat Williams playing soccer in West Jackson, like, I'm like, is Cat Williams on drugs? Like, what is he doing? Like,
if the judge asked you what you was doing, who was playing soccer? Like, he was like, jumped on. Like, he playing soccer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but did you see it though? He was like, it was the video so tripped out. Like, the dude was courting, and he was like, he like foreshadowed the fuck out of the situation. He was like, now I ain't gonna get to fighting out here. Like, like it was like 22 seconds in or some shit. Like, I was like, that's some crazy shit. And then, like, the dude, like y'all said, the dude is seventh grader. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like,
he 15.
Yeah. And then, like, we were talking about the mood. Like, what he was saying before that, he was like, boy, like, you better go on somewhere, boy. You know what it is. Like, I forgot what he was saying.
No,
like,
no. When he made contact, you know how you, like, hit a nigga? Like, when you, like,
go on, say,
y'all see the fight.
Yeah.
He was gonna disrespect me. Yeah. Like, he gonna disrespect me no more. Like, you said this shit, you get this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he did. Like,
But why though? The hit was like that, but why did it instantly turn into like a hit? Like, for some reason. Like, all I remember was like, Cat Williams threw that, and then, like, he was in the head.
Cat Williams hit him.
And then it sounded off when he did it.
Yeah. He could have been way worse. Like, he lucky the nigga just knew some damn karate.
He put that nigga in the head, like.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he was like, please send me. This is your boy. Like, please get your son.
It's your son.
You need to tell him. Like, get his
He was ass. Out of breath. This nigga that got me. Bruh, imagine this nigga come on stage with the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, the new jump.
What you talking about?
Like, the new stand up. You know what I'm saying?
You got beat up.
Yeah.
Like,
I was kicked down. Like,
when you get beat up by Sylvia, he gonna come back and talk about the shit.
He was already flaming him. He was like, he was acting with the 26.
Yeah, he was talking about the man.
Like, he was already talking about the man, bro. Like, this shit was amazing.
Like, but, like, you know, like I said, bro, I just think motherfuckers just freaking out. Like, niggas just need to chill.
Yeah,
Drake got these niggas looking for revenge.
Yeah, revenge. Niggas take shit too literal.
Yeah, bro.
We just playing. Like,
Cat Williams,
you need to get help.
Do you think he was on drugs?
He's on drugs. Yeah. He's on more than marijuana.
Does he need help? Or
he does need help. He needs help.
Yeah. I mean, my brother said he's gonna die. That's what he said. Like, but he was meaning that like. Doing all these drugs or some shit, like, he going in the wrong direction, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he really is, you know what I'm saying? But that nigga funny more than anything. I just think he got like $500,000 from a show, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking LA, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of fucking money.
What did he write to y'all? Like, we ain't got that many funny black motherfuckers.
Shit, we got a bunch of funny black motherfuckers.
You like yourself? You like them young cats?
A little bit, they are.
I'm just saying, though, the old funny niggas then. I don't like Kevin Hart.
Oh, me neither. Yeah. I thought I was the only one.
We all like Kevin Hart.
I like Kevin Hart, though. I like him.
Say it right then. Do you like his
but
jokes?
No, I can tell you, I like him in doses. Like, if I'm watching some, yeah. Like, it's Kevin Hart, but like.
I think I may have to be high or probably just a tad bit tipsy to tolerate Kevin Hart because I don't like him.
What about Mike Epps?
I love Mike Epps.
The preview so funny. He was like, the little boy was like, we gonna die. He was like, he's man, no, we ain't. He said, you gonna die. Like, you keep, cause you talking. Like, shut your ass up. Like, he was like, I feel like I'm in a horror movie or something. Like, I can't wait to see that shit.
But
I'm promoing Meet the Blitz.
Bruh, Kevin Hart is not even in that bracket of Cat Williams to me. Obviously, Cat Williams is way
Kevin
far.
Hart bigger than.
He's bigger because of, you know, certain shit. You know what I'm saying? He got signed by Nike just by running.
Yeah. Got his own finna get his own shoe.
Yeah, not he got his own shoe. Not even nothing to do with comedy. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga work out a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga's off chain. But we talking about in terms of funny and this nigga, like, he's like, man, I don't know, bro.
Was that your brother?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's up, brother?
What's going on? I was about to say, please, I hope he ain't fell out of nothing.
What did you say?
Kevin Hart off the chain. But yes. Yeah, though, y'all don't
Kevin Weave off the chain.
Yeah.
We're going to pray for him. And hope that the people around him get him the help that he really needs.
Yeah, where your real friends at? But it just made me think, though, like, I know it's going to be a time when I have a child or, you know, a younger sibling that I have to protect, you know, in certain situations. And, like, it just made me wonder, like, what if I get – okay, can we all agree – In the Cat Williams video, the little nigga held up. Like, he basically, he won, like, if you want to say, even though he got stole off, like, who won, like, whose side you was on?
I'm on the Cat Williams side.
I'm on the little boy side.
What?
Simply off the fact that I have a little brother. So I'm going to be on the little kid side. But I think I would have jumped in there. Yeah, I would have had to jump in there.
But it's a camera. It was like
Slick 44.
It's
Slick
like, man, why y'all jump on camera?
Kid living shit like that.
Yeah. But anyway, like it just made me think, like, when I get older, bro, it might be a situation where I have to protect like a younger sibling of my child or something. Yeah. And I hate to be that person that get handled by the. By the youngster who like picking on the on your family or whatever, you know, like if it's a bully or something, like, daddy, what's the name down there got my bike? Like, hell nah, ain't nobody paying $300 for that
damn bike.
You got me fucked up. You go down there, little Rico hit your ass.
You don't know Rico in ninth grade, but he playing varsity.
Like, yeah, like,
and he swore as a motherfucker. Yeah. 350. You don't know. You
40 years on, yeah. Black season.
He sounds like some little Rico.
Yeah.
This nigga play football.
I hate to be that dude. like, come on, man. Like, that's awful. Like, nah, just imagine being football, in this situation.
Nah, fuck that.
you'll whoop the little kid ass?
I'm calling police. The little Rico out there showing his ass. Fuck that.
That's so crazy. That's 26. That's the difference between millennials and the 90s.
Your mama,
when we was little, your mama would go and get your bike.
Don't get me wrong. If it's like five, like, kids out there, I'm dropping. Like, I'm literally like, yeah, I'm dropping.
Man, give me the goddamn
bike.
Give me the goddamn bike.
You know what I'm saying? But if it's a big swole, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I can't drop kick you, bro. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all niggas is crazy.
See, bro. Niggas, this how niggas think. Not that niggas think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, if it's skinny motherfuckers, everybody getting drop kicked. Like, shit, I'm talking about a cold.
What was you doing, P3? What would you do in that situation? Like, if somebody was picking on your daughter or something, and you had to, like,
bro, it ain't gotta be your but like you, but it's, anybody.
But like, I agree with Red though, cause there's certain ways to handle situations. You ain't gotta be on no crash ass shit with the shit. But like, if it was an instance, like, you were to go, like, how would you handle it? Like,
I'll drop kick a child. Somebody child getting elbow, I would drop kick a child.
Drop kick,
getting elbow, yeah. Something. Yes. Oh no. I don't play when it comes to my baby.
Drop kick.
What is a drop kick?
You dropping kick. I was talking about a cold one. I'm talking about like, I can't do what I'm saying. It doesn't do me justice. But I'm talking about the same thing I just did. I'm talking about it's slow motion.
I never knew what a drop like. Man, I'm gonna drop kick shit.
When he motherfucker put that foot, like his bottom of his foot touch your motherfucker like. Like, a little bit of your heart, your stomach.
It hurt this real bad. Right. You can't breathe.
Yeah, he dropped his stuff.
What a little Rico drop kicks.
Who?
Little Rico.
I don't know little Rico. He want drop kick. Little Rico.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Cat.
Body slam, little Rico.
We want to see you do better, man. You need to get back to the funny shit. Like, we miss you.
He already doing funny shit.
It is, but we don't want to see you crashing out. Like, niggas be crashing out, bro.
So when he said, "Did your
parents?" Like, that's funny. That was funny. That's you gonna have acne when you're 26, looking ass, man. Like,
that's classic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she all in her fire and shit.
Cat Williams is not where you supposed to be.
Hey, real quick, right quick, bro. RIP, $5 from. A Tribe Called
First
Quest.
Things first, RP Five Dog.
Yeah, who said that?
You know, J. Cole was like, first thing folks, rest in peace, something for Phil.
Yeah.
So you just see what everybody just is like, rest in peace, I guess. Yeah.
RP Five Dog. He got some dope songs. Have you ever are you familiar with A Tribe Called Quest?
Yes, I am.
Can you name some songs?
Do you know who Five Dog is?
I do. I know he had been battling the diabetes for a while. So yeah.
He told, but I never like he get looked over. I looked over
him. Like, I do too. I just don't really listen to a Tribe Called Quest like that.
Q-Tip.
I think I look more into Q-Tip than I did Five Dog.
Yeah.
Because he was put on,
Q-Tip?
Yeah.
I see it. Like, when he was, like, it was you, Kevin, my brother, and they was naming some songs today, and Josh is like, knew every one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, Josh, you knew that. I just recognize who Five Dog was, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's like when at one point, man, I was really like into music, like heavy.
Yeah.
And like, bro, I had a fucking desktop with a bunch of memory. Like my mom hooked up some shit. Like, I seen what an extra memory card was in there. Like, it was like, man, you got double memory. You know, like, yeah. It was a dope ass desktop. But anyway, like, I had downloaded a bunch of fucking old albums and shit of like artists from the 80s and the 90s, because I wanted to hear what this shit was. And like, A Tribe Called Quest, like, they had some she dope shit. Like, they had some vibe by Miller shit. And like, I can see why some niggas would be like, ah, I fuck with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Everybody out here killing.
I was just off some conscious Kanye West shit, bro.
What you mean?
Like, I mean, Tribe Called Quest, that's how I know it's Tribe Called Quest, because Kanye did like remix to to one of them songs.
Yeah, R.I.P. Like, R.I.P. Nate Dogg, man. I mean, I want a good Nate Dogg song right now. Okay. Y'all don't fuck with Nate Dogg?
And you better be.
We forgot. You, like, you remember Nate Dogg?
Yeah, wasn't it his anniversary, death, or birthday just like a few days ago? Or, I don't know, I saw something about it on hiphop.com.
I feel like it's something in my nose. It's something in my nose.
I don't know. I can't see in your nose.
Bro, I was at the barbershop. And I had asked for a line in the taper. And the nigga lined me up. He straightened me up. And then he gave me the mirror. I was like, man, I said a taper. Because, you know, when you get a taper, it probably cuts on the side. He was like, yeah, I did, man. I gave you one. Like, he was like, I gave you one already, bro. Yeah. Then I was like, man, just can you light? He was like, oh, so you wanted a little bit more light? Like, you wanted a ball? Like, because I was like, I couldn't see this shit. Like, I'm sorry. He was like, you so dark skin, you can't even tell.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, light it up a little bit, man. Like, he was like, I got you a tape.
So he was slick trying to get out on you.
Slick.
On the sleep.
Yeah. Shit, it was $9. So I was like, all right, old nigga.
And you can't do better than $9. Yeah, $9. Great price.
That is a great price.
Niggas charging $20.
$20.
You say you want what, please? Like, nah,
man, line me up and take the baby hair.
That'd be $22. Why barbershop nigga be eating plates? Like, that's all I see.
You want text?
Barbershop nigga, like, you going in the barbershop, I bet you see a nigga eating a plate. Like a white plate, it'd be something in there, but we eat that.
With the Chinese food?
Nah, it'd be like meals.
Yeah.
That's what you need to start doing, P3. I'm going to put you to work.
Cooking?
Yeah.
P3.
Yeah. I might do it every now and then.
Some
shit
you know how to whip up.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Every 2 days,
I rent a truck. We can. Not like a food truck, like a. Shit, we can go out in the pickup, like, we just ride around dropping out plates, like, shit, tattoos, and then we got spaghetti and around Give me your money Monday. Yeah. This shit dropped out. I'm telling you.
Friday got fried
cake. Who else we was trying to put on it? Somebody ain't do it.
Lindsay. Lindsay's sorry.
She lied.
She could have had it, though, bro. Like, bro, I see so much potential in everybody.
Bro. The food delivery girl.
Bro, it's not even about the food delivery girl, bro. I see the potential. as like longevity. Like, okay. I can see this shit being like long and prosperous. Like,
yeah.
Even this podcast, even though we just like say funny shit every time. Like,
man, chill out, bro. Y'all know what I saw that was fucked up. Mm-hmm. I saw in Philly, man. It was reported that a toddler ate crack cocaine while at a daycare center.
At a daycare?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
She was sniffing crack cocaine?
Nah. She ate it.
Ate it, okay.
And what was the age?
It just say a toddler, so they had to be like 4 through 7 or something like that.
No, ooh, no, 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 no. We can tell who don't have kids, no, so... A toddler is like maybe 1 to 3.5.
Toddler like the real rats.
Yeah, the real rats.
And they were like 4.
Yeah, because I currently have a toddler right now. So they're like little evil people who still making their mark in the world.
So they still like
little evil people that's making their mark in the world. Like they're just starting to develop their own personality. So, yeah. That's horrible. That is horrible. I know I was on Facebook about 2 weeks ago, and there was a guy on there riding around, and he was smoking weed with his toddler in the back seat, and he uploaded it to Facebook, but he's now in jail. I don't know. He probably was. Yeah, the father is in jail. Like, they don't know now that, you know, the police be all over social media.
Yeah. I mean, like, police the baby mamas.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Hey, you have nothing to do with a baby mama. You know, you have a baby mama.
Police.
Yeah, now is the time that everything you do on social media got to be right.
You really got to watch yourself.
Yeah, my mom
on Snapchat.
Yeah, you could get away with it on Snapchat. Yeah. But on Facebook, you got to be damn near perfect because your grandmama, your auntie, everybody on there.
Real crazy. Say some
anything. That's how you going to say it. I was going to say that split second, like, red, stupid. Yeah. Next tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, after the tweet, they're not thinking about me no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, after they say red, stupid. You know what I'm saying? After that, they're not thinking about me no more. You know what I'm saying? But I think about, like, it's like a circle, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see some shit, bro, like, I'm retweeting shit, or I'm like, I'll put the trash. Y'all see my favorite emoji right now? It's a trash can emoji. It's a trash can right there, and there's a nigga throwing trash in the trash can. You see the emoji talking about? Like, it's blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a nigga sitting there, and he throwing trash in the trash can, like.
When I was on Twitter, that's the one I was using. Like, if somebody tweet me some whack music or them put out some whack music, I'm using that trash can emoji because it's trash.
Like,
trash.
Like, that's how you think about it. They have an actual trash can on there. And when you hit that bitch, it don't even mean the same effect as, like, the one I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
The one I'm talking about is, like, nigga,
let me throw this shit in the garbage. It's trash.
Balled it up. It's like a blur.
Yeah.
The blur is trash. Like, you know, like, man, that shit off the chain, bro. I be mad at niggas.
Who you be sending that to? You mean?
Nah, any nigga, bro. You post some shit on IG, bro. If you post some whack shit, I'm throwing a nigga who throwing shit in the trash.
Like, I used to do Wale albums.
Yeah, back when we had this conversation about last episode, shout out to KO, we had last episode. We was talking about Memphis. We were talking about Young Dolph.
Yeah.
And then somebody posted some
stuff. Uh-huh.
And I, like, do the trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even matter. It could be a good song.
Let me ask you.
Yo.
Who's the real king of Memphis?
Gotti. Now, we know this, and we you know
who the real king of Memphis.
Gotti, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, we know this for a fact. Like, this nigga's came down. Like, you can't say nobody else because it's like.
What about 3-6?
Mostly because of the longevity.
3-6?
Like,
3-6
kept breaking
no.
What
no.
I did win a Grammy.
That's a good argument. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can say 3-6.
Well, that's
about all
though.
You can say. It's
Project
Pat
the King.
Project Pat.
No, he's definitely. I take 3-6 for Project Pat. But they Gotti is a motherfucking king of Memphis. Bro, Gotti got man. If you wouldn't even heard about Memphis that much. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, I got some homeboys from me.
8-Ball, MJG, you know. I'm just
yo, shout out to Darren Skywalker. What's good?
Yeah. Yo, we just
I'm
got
surprised he ain't walked in there,
bitch. Yeah, he owe me $5. You know, chill out. Right on everything. Darren, everybody $5.
Chill out. Well, yeah, though. I got a question for you, P3. I don't know your current situation, but do you feel that people who are career driven and like usually set aside relationships and focus on, you know, work, like, you know what I'm saying, like solely on work on their career, and you know, like that in turn develops like a lonely life or whatever, but if you was in this situation where, I don't, like I said, I don't know your situation.
Listen
now
to the situation, bro.
Do you think it's hard to be single, like, nowadays in 2016? Like, just think on this. It's kind of like a play on words a little bit, because, like, usually you would hear it's hard to be in a relationship, I guess. But I don't know, why would it be hard to be in a relationship?
But the question was,
is it hard to be single?
Is it hard to be single? Like you said, I guess that really just depends on the situation. I don't want to really get into me right now, I guess just like just looking at people or maybe speaking from past experiences. Just know what you're looking for and try not to rush into anything that you know may not be long term or you really serious about. Like me nowadays, I'm not about to hop into something with someone that I know may not be long term, and I just don't have the energy to waste. Long term, yeah, at the age I am. I'm not really finna say my age, but I probably would be looking for something long term. More than 90 days. Yeah.
More than 90 days?
More than 90 days.
That
no, that's like 3 months. You know, some people still do that 90-day rule thing, but you can't have sex within 90 days.
I mean,
Josh. Come on, bro.
I'm not saying it like
if it's somebody you like. You know what I'm
saying? I'm not saying it like I wouldn't do it, but I'm saying in them situations, I'm not finna like if I know I gotta wait 90 days as a foot, I'm not finna spend the night. Like I'm not finna
We're gonna schedule our shit before. Like,
yeah, like so you we been at show house tonight. Like yeah, I'm finna go home. Like we ain't like
Yeah, you paying days out. Yeah. I'm gonna masturbate this time. This where like it'd be great for me because like,
clean up is awful.
The what?
Is it awful for y'all?
Do you the clean up? Yeah. Do I?
The clean up what?
The clean up. Why you acting retarded after you masturbate? Okay. The clean up.
The masturbation cleanup. Just say that. Like, come on,
I don't want to say that.
Give it to me.
There's a game. Pause.
Give it to me, bro. Like,
masturbation cleanup. I don't mean, I'm going to stop saying it. Cause like, you know.
The cleanup after you masturbate.
Yeah. Pause.
No. I know what you're saying.
I was asking P3.
Oh, you were asking me that. Is it what? I'm sorry. What was the question? Is the cleanup hard? No, not at all. Not at all.
You got a wet one.
Everything is right there, and then, you know, I just go straight to sleep.
That's how you... Niggas don't go straight to sleep. We get up. And then, it's like we get tired. Like,
oh, we wake up a good chicken. Look here. When you 16,
you
17.
You do that in between.
No, I can tell you some shit like right now. You 15, 16, 17, you do it, you be like, need some cleans up with. When you get older, you already know what you clean up with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
especially if it's something that's a routine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, yo, I kind of plan this out today. You know what I'm saying? Like,
paper towel. Put it by the bed. Like, man, get your own nails.
That's the difference between okay, I'm gonna tell you, that's the difference between me when I'm 25 and between me when I was
40.
16, 17. You know what I'm saying? Like the difference. You know what I'm saying? That's like a complete difference.
I do it anywhere back then.
I mean, exactly, exactly. You didn't worry about cleaning up. You know what I'm saying? You didn't worry about cleaning up. You're like,
bro, I got in trouble. Like, this is crazy shit, though. Like, I'm letting y'all into my life. But, like, I got in trouble.
It's such an honor.
Like, my mama used to have, like, furniture pieces and shit. Like, it was, like, wood. And, like, it'll be, like, a wood junk wild piece by the cat. Like, it'll be, like, wood table. Like, it'll be shit, like, if you wipe it down. Oh, I can't even talk. But, like, if you wipe it down, you can at least smear marks and shit. Like, you know, you got to get polished and get this shit out. But anyway, she was like, come inside. Like, yes, man. Like, these ski marks on the side of this panel right here. I don't know. You know, nigga, you gonna laugh. I don't know what the hell that
is. Have you ever got caught, Mr. Bay? That's what I'm wondering. Have you ever got caught, Mr. Bay?
We ain't talking about cop, like.
I done did the fuck.
We talking about, have you ever got, like, if somebody walks in the room.
Like, bust in on your ass while you doing it. But
they didn't catch you, but your mind. Not
no full fledged, you know. That is, have you?
No.
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 It's like, I done had some.
Bro, I got the funniest shit ever, bro.
Before, like.
Bro, I got the funniest shit. No. It was back. I was gonna say my sister was in 12th grade, I was in 11th grade. It was full fledged. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's full fledged, whacking up, right? I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm a normal ass nigga, though. I don't think too much of it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, she said she did.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying as far as masturbating. You know what I'm saying? I'm a normal ass nigga. I listen for shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody walking.
You gotta go home and do it, man. It seems like you be putting too much thinking.
Nah, bro.
I already have who I want to see, what type of visual I want, body type. Yeah. I already had it in my head.
Nah, I hit the motherfucker. I heard the motherfucker coming. I must have hit the motherfucker sleep. And not mind you, it was 2 seconds after somebody walked in my room. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm asleep. You know, I wasn't asleep, but I'm like, I'm fake sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the coldest shit I ever did in my life, nigga. I couldn't fucking believe it. Like,
fake sleeping?
I mean, yeah, the fake sleep joint. You know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas be knowing you fake sleep.
Nah, see, they know you fake sleeping when you hold your mouth closed. Like, you gotta hold your mouth open. Like, you gotta be like the fake sleep, like, I did fake sleep a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? And it's not what you think. It's not what you think. You can't just, you gotta be like the worst person when you sleep, but you gotta like hold your own. Like, you gotta be like fake sleep. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Like speaking of sleep, like this is close as I got to some shit like that. Like I have masturbated and went to sleep, but like I left the video that I was waking up to. Like it was still on my phone, and I went to sleep. Like, and the next day, like. I had some roommates then. The next day, he like, yeah, man, I seen you down on the couch, man. You had porn and shit.
What was the porn?
It was just like a website. Man, it was just, you had porn. I turned that shit off for you, man. It was loud. I walked through the living room, man, using that. But that shit crazy, though.
That man was in straight up porn, bro.
Everybody do. Everybody I ain't Kirk porn. Franklin.
Kirk Franklin ain't even Kirk Franklin.
What he do? What Kirk Franklin do?
The last thing I saw of Kirk Franklin, he was Millie rocking.
What about the porn? Like,
to a gospel song.
Have y'all heard Ugly God?
Yeah.
This nigga named Ugly God?
Yeah.
We were talking about some weird ass niggas, rap niggas. Who that nigga from Houston?
Gold AV or Blues. One of them. I don't know, but he's like Lil B and Young Thug.
Light skin. I'm not
eyebrows on fleek. Yeah. Blue eyeshadow.
I'm tripped out about this shit. These rap niggas is crazy.
Yeah, they got like nails done and everything.
My nigga Red is tripped out.
Hey, who?
I'ma talk about you. But anyway, yeah, that nigga, we was listening to that song Water. Do y'all like Panda?
Yeah. For the longest, I thought that was Future. when I first heard him.
You the first person that I heard.
I thought that was Future for the longest. My first time hearing Panda was on The Life of Pablo. And I was, that's Kanye West's new album.
Panda on the album.
What he do?
I mean, designer. Yeah. Y'all got me high and got me tripping off this Paul Mason. So, yeah.
What he do?
He was rapping on there.
One of the songs,
I don't know. Yeah, it was that one. Beautiful Morning or something like that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I have to get on Tidal and see.
You pay for Tidal?
I do.
How much is Tidal?
The Tidal that I'm subscribed to is $9.99 a month.
So you got Tidal and
I got Tidal and Apple Music.
So you pay both of them.
Right? I'm paying for both of them.
Damn. Why you wasting money? It's some way at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nah, I got the Life of Pablo.
Nah, she a music lover. That don't mean she wasting money.
I ain't say
that. You got Collard Girl.
You know, I got it, what's but better? I really didn't listen to it.
What's better?
I like both. I recently just got Tidal. I hate to say this because I'm probably one of Jay-Z's biggest fans, but if it wasn't for this Kanye West album, I probably wouldn't have downloaded Tidal. But with Jay-Z taking the majority of his music off of Apple, I had no choice but to download Tidal. So exclusively on Tidal. Yeah.
A lot of his shit.
They got everything on there. Everything.
You doing pretty good.
Everything.
All things Jay-Z.
You doing pretty good, bro.
The camel. But yeah, though. I just think that this song is a little overrated. Like, it's something that's like a fad. Like, he ripped the same out of it, the same rap style. Like, I just think he's just going to be played out.
I give him probably about maybe the next 6 months.
6 months?
Six. I'm going to roll with six.
What happened to Ray Shrimmer? I want to hear some shit from them. You like Ray Shrimmer?
Ray Shrimmer.
They okay.
They okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they okay.
I'm
a Jay-Z fan.
Man, who are your top favorite rappers, bro?
My top favorite rappers at the moment or all time, because it constantly changes. Okay, in no particular order, Jay-Z, Nas, Kanye West, Drake, of course, and J. Cole. Oh, and Biggie. That's six. But yeah.
Who your top favorite rapper is now? You know what I'm saying?
Now?
Because you said a lot of niggas' Nas ain't set a bar.
Like, oh, now? As of right now,
enjoy yourself.
Drake.
You got four more to go.
Drake is music right now.
Drake, yeah.
With hip hop music.
I mean, Drake the fucking pinnacle. But you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody like that we sleep on.
Ain't nobody who really.
I say Big Crit. Or Josh listens to Big Crit. You listen to Big Crit?
I do. And I just recently got into Crit. So, yeah.
I just recently got into Crit
when Catalactica dropped. Yeah, for the longest, I didn't like Creed. I'm sorry, any Mississippi people that are listening. I didn't like Creed for the longest because, to me, in my opinion, when he first came out, he sounded like Pimp C. So, that's just that Southern slang, I guess. You know, but I'm like.
He sound like him to a T, but he ain't sound like him as far as like content.
Right.
Like, he definitely like got. You listen to Big Creed. I mean, you listen to Pimp C and Bun B. A lot when you was trying to rap. You know, we know what he listened to.
Right.
And like, we know who Jay-Z
inspired him.
Jay-Z love fucking Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know who Jay-Z listened to when he was trying to rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, same thing goes for as
Biggie was that Biggie. Nigga.
Yeah, exactly. He rapped just like fucking Biggie, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly like Biggie.
Hell nah.
I mean, we ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, tip for tat, but yeah. The flow. Like,
you can hear some of Biggie's flow in whole verses.
Yeah. Like my, that's all he got it from.
My top five rappers, like, I like Currency and Wiz. Like, I listen to anything Wiz. I listen to anything Currency. Every time they drop something, I listen to this shit. Like, if it's a feature, I listen to it. Like, the only reason why I'm a fan like that on them, like that too, because, like, shit, that was 2009. That was a good-ass time. Like, I was a freshman in college. Like, that shit was lit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That high-fly shit when niggas were acting like, I'm so cool.
But I think that was a good year for mixtapes. A lot of good mixtapes dropped in 2009.
Like that whole, huh? Yeah, that comeback season dropped that 2000.
Comeback season is 07. That was So Far Gone.
So Far Gone.
So Far Gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. No Ceilings.
No Ceilings was the best shit ever in my life.
She coming with the shit. Nah, that was a good ass.
That was a good year.
Damn, like that was a good year. What's this shit? It was like a No Ceilings. It was like a.
Man, what? Travis Porter was
Travis there. Porter, Roscoe Dash. Like, now I don't know where they at.
Roscoe Dash just released some.
Hey, bro. Yeah, we went over time. We got the She's Worth the Google or the Bad Bitch of the Week coming up.
Hell yeah, I got that. And this is one I hope everybody's seen. I want you to pull up your phone right now so you can see her.
My Google fast.
But yeah, this, I don't even know nothing about her. I just know that she fine.
Mm-hmm. Who y'all is it?
The bad bitch of the week is Kristen Douglas.
How's everybody doing?
They with a C or a K?
K. Kristen Douglas. The bad bitch of the week is Kristen Douglas. She is Beyonce's cousin, and I'm just gonna drop the
mic. Oh yeah. I heard Ricky Smiley, Gary with the T, Gary with the T said that.
Gary with the T?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked to hear he was looking at women, but he didn't have. I missed it, but he was talking about Kristen Douglas. He said on her Instagram that her followers went from 2,000 to 50,000, like in 48 hours, because of Beyonce.
That bitch bad. Though.
She most definitely got to put booking in her bio now.
She getting bread. I can't wait to somebody.
If freelance because you, like, they
give. She ain't gonna come no freelance.
I wouldn't even know what the bitch look like in public. Be honest with you.
She look like Delicious, but younger but see, version.
That's all the same. Like, man, we might give a shit about Beyonce, cause you know what I'm saying. Like, we care, like, we care a little bit. You know
what she cook like? What the fuck she do?
You know what I'm saying? Like, we care about a lot more different shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Black Lives Matter.
But yo, I appreciate the bad bitch of the week, bro. Bro,
already
we had a P3, aka Porsche, aka Get Money. P3, I don't know. I got like,
okay,
which one you want?
The first one is fine.
What's the first one?
He over here lit, y'all. Like, he's super lit right AKA, now.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Josh Boswell Jackson Jr., bro. I appreciate you over here moderating this shit.
Man. Keep it lit. What you doing?
Say this as you said by saying Sandman before you got here.
I ain't say nothing about Stan.
We're gonna say it together. We're gonna say it together.
You said.
Fuck Stan. I
told you.
We're gonna say it together.
You fuck Stan. Direction.
Nah, I'm just playing. Hey, yo, Stan, I know you couldn't be here.
Man, you know, even though Stan, man, you know, you should
be. I know you couldn't be here, bro, but you're supposed to be.
Where yet?
Yeah. Stan out there tripping, man.
We got that nigga name and Polo Jones. We finna take y'all out the.
Niggas
I ain't seen Polo
niggas
about.
Niggas finna get fired.
I ain't seen Polo in about 2 years.
I ain't seen Polo like that before. Like, he's seen him like, my mom's a nigga. Like,
when last time you seen him? About 2 years.
You seen him. That shit.
That was 2014.
On everything. Fuck Polo. But yo, we had P3 in this motherfucking building, man. We over here, bro. It's an hour, 10 minutes. We already over where we supposed to be.
Hold
hey,
up, man.
Give him an IG name, yeah. P3.
Porsche 3.
You gotta spell it, cause like,
yeah,
if I was listening to that, I couldn't spell it.
P PORSCHIA 3. My page is open, so you don't have to wait to be requested. Oh,
that's on Instagram?
That is on Instagram. But follow me on Snapchat, though. That's where it go down at. And that's Portia, same spelling, XS3.
Yeah. I'm going to follow you. Gonna watch my video, nigga be flexing. Do you be putting videos out hoping that certain people see it?
I do. I be saying thirst traps. I do.
But then when they don't look at it, you be mad.
Oh, I know they gonna look at it because they DM me.
Oh, you got the DM. See, we should have just talked about it from the beginning. I asked
me a
question.
Nigga, so bad at thirst traps and shit.
It goes down in the DM.
Yo, but it's your boy J-Red out there every day, dude, with the motherfucking fade.
And this your boy Jamar Fresh.
Yep.